Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It's the Munster final and we're live now in Easton St Cork. Good morning, friends. Yeah, we've got a gathering of the great and the good of the counties of the great province of Munster here in Cork City this morning. The sun is shining and some of the younger people are sitting in front of me, bedecked in their yellow T-shirts and their uncertain smiles. So let's say hello to one and all as we say good morning to the Spellers. Michael O'Donnell, good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
And where are you from, Michael?
I'm from Tipperary.
Tipperary. What part of Tipperary?
Clonmel.
What class are you in there?
I'm in sixth.
And your teacher's name?
My teacher is Mr. Leahy.
Mr. Leahy. Is he here today?
He is not.
Good. Less pressure. Okay, Ben, let's have a look at you. And you have got your 2FM sunglasses on your head. You look like you're very relaxed and you're good to go. Representing where?
Limerick.
Limerick. And what part of Limerick are you from, Ben?
Paz Green.
Good stuff. And you're in sixth. Are you all in sixth class, I take it? There's no point in that. Well, bar one. But you are in sixth class.
Yep.
Your teacher's name there?
Miss Franklin.
Is Miss Franklin here today?
Yep.
Good. Miss Franklin, raise your hand. Welcome. And thank you for coming along. How would you rate Miss Franklin on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being excellent, 1 being not so good.
There's no right answer to this.
Correct answer! Oh, you're good. Good stuff, Ben. Thank you very much indeed. That's a future Taoiseach there, Ben. And moving on to Saoirse Curran. Hi, Saoirse.
Hi.
And what part of the world are you from?
Kerry.
Kerry. What part of Kerry are you from?
Waterville.
Even better. Is there a statue of Charlie Chaplin there, yes or no?
Yes.
Excellent. Have you had your picture taken beside it?
Yeah.
Good. Now, you're in sixth class as well.
Yes.
And your teacher is?
Mr. Moran.
Mr. Moran.
Yeah.
Do we have the pleasure of his company this morning?
Yeah.
Mr. Moran, raise your hand. There he is. Welcome, Mr. Moran, and thank you for coming along today. Okay, pass the baton there, if you wouldn't mind, Saoirse, to Connor. Good morning to you, Connor.
Hi.
You're from where?
Cork.
What part of Cork?
Cork McSherry.
Cork McSherry. And yeah, you're in sixth class, I take it, too. How's your spelling bee experience being so far?
Fine, thanks.
Your teacher's name?
Miss Hickey.
Is she here today?
Yeah.
Is she a human or an alien? You've got to answer the question. Human. Miss Hickey, raise your hand. Let's have a look at you. Hooray! It's true. She's all human, which is good news. And we move on then to Stephen Cahill. Hi, Stephen.
Hello.
And you're from where?
Clare.
County Clare. What part of Clare?
Ennis.
You like it there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you're in what class?
Fifth class.
What the hell are you doing here then? You're a fifth class citizen. The rest are all sixth. But you made it anyway, which is pretty impressive. Which makes you what age?
11.
And your teacher is?
Miss Morn.
Is she here?
Nope.
Why?
Because she's teaching the class.
Because she doesn't love you enough? Could they not have given her free class?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. She's with you in spirit. I've no doubt about it. Okay, pass the baton if you wouldn't mind there. I would say hello to Sarah. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
And you're from where?
Waterford.
And what part of Waterford?
Fenner.
And did I meet your little sister earlier on for I Know Stuff? I did. Okay, good. And you're in Fenner, and you are in whose class, your teachers?
Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Murphy, is he here?
Yeah.
Mr. Murphy, raise your hand. Welcome, Mr. Murphy. Okay, great. Well, thank you for saying hello to me, and it's a real pleasure to say hello to you. The key things you need to remember when you make it to the final of a provincial Spelling Bee situation here with our Eastern Spelling Bee is that you've all won something in the sense that you're all representing your counties, which is enormous. If you do get, if you don't get a spelling right and you have to go back down to your family, your teachers, your friends, go back with pride. Okay, you're entitled to be a little bit sore about it, but don't be worried about it because this has been amazing to get here. That's the key. Am I right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right, okay, just got to check with Kieran on it to make sure I'm right. It looks like I am right on that. Shall we get spelling? Let's put you out of your misery. God help us all. This gets very tense and very ugly. So let's start with you. Michael, your first word is? Adventure.
Adventure. A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-E. Adventure.
Correct.
That's good news. Ben, your first word is vacation.
Vacation. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Vacation.
Correct.
Saoirse, your word is engineer.
Engineer. E-N-G-I-N-E-E-R. Engineer.
Correct.
Connor, your word is raisin.
Raisin. R-A-I-S-I-N. Raisin.
Correct.
Stephen, your word is pilgrim.
Pilgrim. P-I-L-G-R-I-M. Pilgrim.
Correct.
And Sarah, your word is clarinet.
Clarinet. C-L-A-R-I-N-E-T. Clarinet.
Correct.
6 out of 6, round of applause! Good. Well done. Okay. Now, as you know, the words are going to get progressively more difficult, so take a deep breath. Don't be in a rush to answer it. Take your time. We've got all the time you need. So we'll come back to you, Michael, and your word now is census.
Census. C-E-N-S-U-S. Census.
Correct.
Ben, your word is political.
Political. P-O-L-I-T-I-C-A-L. Political.
Correct.
Saoirse, your word is fascinate.
Fascinate. F-A-S-C-I-N-A-T-E. Fascinate.
Correct.
Connor, your word is fauna.
Fauna. F-A-U-N-A. Fauna.
Correct.
Stephen, your word is galactic.
Galactic. G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C. Galactic.
Correct.
Sarah, your word is gastronomy.
Gastronomy. G-A-S-T-R-O-N-I-M-Y. Gastronomy.
I'm sorry, Sarah. That's incorrect. The spelling is G-A-S-T-R-O-N-O-M-Y.
It was the hardest word of the six. So you have every reason to be proud to head back. Well done. Okay, well done, Sarah. That was a horrible word to trip you up, and that's how they roll. Look, if anyone wants anyone to blame here today, just Kira and Anya here, they sit awake at night trying to think of horrible words to trip up children. That's what they do, and it's not nice. They're nothing to be proud of, but that's what they do. Okay, so where are we going? Here, okay. Michael, are you right there, Michael? Your word now is gradient.
Could you repeat that, please?
Gradient.
G-R-A-D-I-E-N-T. Gradient.
Correct.
Ben, your word is stagnant.
Stagnant. S-T-A-G-N-A-N-T. Stagnant.
Correct.
Saoirse, your word is cylinder.
Cylinder. C-Y-L-I-N-D-E-R. Cylinder.
Correct.
And Connor, your word is divulge.
Divulge. D-I-V-U-L-G-E. Divulge.
Correct.
And Stephen, mm-hmm. Your word is obedient.
Obedient. O-B-E-D-I-E-N-T. Obedient.
Correct.
You put the heart across me there with that, at the end of that I-E-N. Okay, so obviously because you're all so good, we haven't got all day, so somebody get something wrong, will you? No, I'm only joking. Where are we going now? Okay, you're all doing rather excellently, so that's great. Yeah, we're going to have to keep going on. Michael, your word is atrocious.
Atrocious. A-T-R-O-C-I-O-U-S. Atrocious.
Correct.
Ben, your word is embarrass.
Embarrass. E-M-B-A-R-E-M-B-R-A-S-S. Embarrass.
I'm sorry, Ben, that's incorrect. The spelling is E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
Saoirse, your word, hold on here, one sec, Ben, well done, but Saoirse, your word is rancid.
Rancid, R-A-N-C-I-D, rancid.
Correct.
Connor, your word is gentry.
Gentry, G-E-N-T-R-Y, gentry.
Correct.
And Stephen, we're here, are we?
Yeah.
Is your word is couplet. Couplet.
Couplet. Couplet. C-O-U-P-L-E-T, couplet.
Correct.
Ben, with spring in your step, make your way back, and well done. Michael, your word is vivacious.
Vivacious. V-I-V-A-C-I-O-U-S. Vivacious.
Correct.
Saoirse, your word is cacophony.
Cacophony. C-A-C-O-P-H-A-N-Y. Cacophony.
Sorry, Saoirse. That's incorrect. The spelling is C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-Y.
O-N-Y. And that's a very, very easy mistake. No question about it. Connor, your word is pariah.
Pariah.
Yes.
Can I have a definition?
Yes, pariah. A social outcast.
P.
Will you say the word back
pariah.
To us?
Yeah. P-A. R-I-A-H, pariah.
Correct.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Stephen, your word is diaphragm.
Diaphragm.
Diaphragm? Diaphragm. What's that? Six? Yeah, it's the spelling.
Yeah, it's just different.
Yeah.
Next one.
Shall we take it? We're going for. Yes. So can you strike that from the record, if you don't mind? We're going to ask you a different spelling.
Okay.
Okay. Epidermis.
Epidermis. E-P-I-D-E-R-M-I-S. Epidermis.
Correct.
Good. Well, I'm glad you got that right under the circumstances. Okay. Now we keep going on, but we do say goodbye to Saoirse, who should skip happily back to her family and friends. Well done. Well spotted. Okay. And then there were three. Okay, so like I say, nice deep breaths, and we'll try and pick a winner in due course. I'm just waiting.
Michael, Connor, and Stephen.
Yeah, Michael, Connor, and Stephen in that order. So our next spelling is going to be here. Okay? Yep. All right, Michael, are you ready?
I am.
Your word is Islomania.
Could you repeat that, please?
Islomania.
Or some people might say Islomania.
Oh, excuse me, sorry. I've never heard this word. It is Islomania. Yeah, I see what you're doing there. Islomania. I can give you a definition or a sentence if you wish.
Could you put it in a sentence, please?
Yeah. Due to their Islomania, they wanted to visit Clue Bay. Thanks.
ISL.
Can you say the word first?
Oh, Islomania.
Yeah. Thank
you. ISLOMANIA. Islomania.
Correct.
Yep. Well done. Never heard of the word in my life. Okay. Connor. Did you say brocade for this? Yes, brocade.
Brocade. Can I have a definition?
Yeah, a rich woven fabric with a raised design, often using gold or silver threads, or to weave with such a design.
Brocade.
Yeah.
B-R-O-C-A-D-E. Brocade.
Correct.
Stephen, your word is coterie.
Coterie?
Yeah.
Can you put it in definition, please?
Yeah, a noun, a small exclusive group of friends or people with common interests, maybe a clique.
Sorry, Stephen, will you say the word again there first?
Coterie.
Yeah.
C-O-T-T-I-E-R-Y. Coterie.
Sorry, Stephen. It's incorrect. Spelling is C-O-T-E-R-I-E.
Yeah, another horrible word, but a totally natural one to trip up on. So, as I say, with pride, go home to your pals. And well done. You did very well. Okay, we're now at the stage where we're doing words that I didn't know had ever been invented. So that can only be a good thing for Michael and indeed for Connor.
If you need a definition for this one, it's here. Okay.
Jay, sorry, I'm trying to get my head around this word. Are we going to go here?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And then here, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, now, Michael, your word is pugnacious.
Could you repeat that, please?
Pugnacious.
Pugnacious. P-U-G-N-A-C-I-O-U-S. Pugnacious.
And our next word is, yes, we're not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong exactly until we hear what Connor has to say when I ask him to spell the word pneumonitis.
Pneumonitis.
Yes.
P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-T-I-S.
Say at the end.
Pneumonitis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how you spell a word that I mean, I don't know how you did that, but they did that.
They both did it, yeah.
Okay, congratulations, you're both right. Okay, well done. There we go.
This is the next one. That's the definition if you need it.
Jeez, I'm saying that right now. I'll probably get that wrong too.
It's, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And they're telling me how to say big words, because honestly, I've just never heard of some of them. Michael, your word is ultimogeniture.
Could I have it in a sentence, please?
No. Yes, of course. ultimogeniture was traditional in Mongolia. Like, that's a help. The last bit was mine. The sentence is, ultimogeniture was traditional in Mongolia.
Ultimogeniture. U-L-T... I-M-O-G-E-N-I-T-U-R-E, ultimogeniture.
And the word then for you, Connor, is interleukin. Interleukin.
Leukin.
Interleukin.
Leukin.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can have it. Yeah, definitely. Wouldn't mind it myself. A substance extracted from white blood cells that stimulates their activity against infection and may be used to combat some forms of cancer. Interleukin. Yeah.
I-N-T-E-R-L-U-C-A-N. Interleukin.
So that gives us a winner, doesn't it? Okay. In what was probably the most horrible spelling bee I've had the displeasure to have to work on this particular championship, you did very, very well to make it to this section of it. And I love my words, but I've seen words today that I never thought existed on the planet. Now, I have to say, Connor, interleukin is not spelt the way you spelt it, sadly. It's spelt I-N-T-E-R-L-E-U-K-I-N. So sadly, it's not going to be your day today in that sense. But what a great adversary you've been. Well done. Which means that Michael O'Donnell, Mr. Leahy's teacher from St. Mary's CBC in Irishtown and Clonmel in the great county of Tipperary, is our Munster Spelling Bee champion for 2015. Wow. Congratulations. I need to ask you a couple of questions about yourself, Michael. I mean, what was it, Ultimo Geniture? How did you just piece it all together? What's your tactic or how do you work?
I sound it out and I go with instinct.
Yeah. People with geniture might have gone with a J, or they might have thought it might have gone differently, but you obviously knew.
I was thinking of, like, jeans.
Yeah. Very smart. Are you a reader? I take it you like your books and all the rest. Who do you like to read? Anything, I'd say.
Yeah, lots of them.
Okay, let's leave it there then. You're a man of many words when it comes to spelling, but few when it comes to talking. Michael, congratulations. You've just won the Munster Spelling Bee champion. You're our Munster Spelling Bee champion, which means we'll see you in RTE on Friday. So congratulations. Well done. Lovely manners. Yep. Thanks, everybody.